Hello, my name is Lauren Brinkack-Leone. I am a bioinformatics scientist with Noblis, and today I'll be talking about our work on emerging SARS-CoV-2 mutations circulating in the United States. In partnership with our collaborators TetraCore, we are collecting, sequencing, and analyzing SARS-CoV-2 isolates obtained from PCR-positive COVID-19 clinical samples. The 21 isolates in this study were collected in Iowa and Nebraska between October 12th and December 2nd of 2020. All genomes were sequenced to completion using Oxford Nanopore MinION technology. As shown in Figure 1, all 21 isolates are represented by the globally abundant B.1 lineage and U.S. dominant 20G clade, within a subclade characterized by the ORF1A mutation, M2606I, created by a guanine to adenine change at position 8083. This subclade is potentially increasing in U.S. prevalence, particularly in the Midwest. Our isolates co-harbor some distinct mutations, and those involving the spike protein are highlighted in bold in Table 1. As reported in Ohio and Illinois isolates of this subclade, we observe the glutamine to histidine mutation at position 677 of the S protein. One Iowa isolate also contains a G to H substitution at position 913. This shift to histidine was also observed in the B.1.7501Y variant at position 681. While both 677 and 681 mutations are near the furin cleavage site, the Iowa Q913H occurs within the helical fusion core of the heptad repeat 1 region. It is currently unknown if this shift has any effect on heptad repeat interactions and stability of the 6 helical bundle essential for viral fusion. Two isolates collected in Nebraska contain either a Q173K or a S254F substitution located in the N-terminal domain of the S protein. As this domain was shown to act as a non-RBD antibody target, mutations in this region could affect antibody interaction. An additional Nebraska isolate contains a phenylalanine to leucine substitution at position 2 of the S protein signature sequence. The functional significance of this and the other mutations identified in the study need to be confirmed experimentally. Increases in regional and national genomic sequencing will help elucidate the extent to which these mutations are circulating in the population. Finally, the authors acknowledge TetraCore for access to COVID-19 samples, and Noblis and TetraCore for their scientific support and funding of this project. Thank you.